You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. We hope you are having a productive Employment Rights Week. This week we're answering a listener's question, which has been sitting for a few weeks due to our mammoth mini-series on probation contracts. And if you were engaged in that series, thank you again for being there. So the question our listener asked is whether it's right that she should have to buy her own uniform for her retail job. Our listener said that she had gone to work in a pair of black trousers, only to be sent home and told to buy a new pair of trousers that did not have motifs anywhere on them. Our listener was not happy about this and described herself as an employee, but on a 0 hours contract, who was also paid above national minimum wage levels. And she told us that she felt that her uniform was that specific that, in her view, her company should provide her with the clothes they want her to wear. Now, we thought this was an interesting question, so we looked into it, and surprise, surprise, the first thing to come up was yet another report which came out in June 2023, identifying some of the biggest high street names for failure to pay their workers the legal national minimum wage. And we're talking about high street names such as WH Smith, Lloyd's Pharmacy, Marks and Spencer, and Argos. But what made this report so timely was that the pay breaches came about not because these companies and the 200 other companies that were mentioned, not because they deliberately paid their staff below national minimum wage or national living wage levels. No, the pay breaches came about because these companies violated a range of rules linked to formal and informal deductions from the wages of their staff. And one of the areas where the deductions were made was in the area which the HMRC report called unintentional underpayment of wages related to company uniform rules. A bit of a mouthful, but in effect, it meant that money for work uniforms was wrongly deducted from staff wages. So we thought, well, okay, as we're nearing this Christmas scrum for temporary staff hire, we thought, let's go through your employment rights when it comes to uniforms and your wages. So the key thing to note in this area is that in the UK, your employment rights provide you with certain protections related to the issue of uniforms and work-related expenses. And what we want to point out is that whilst there isn't a specific uniform policy set out in employment law, there are principles and guidelines which your employer must take into consideration when dealing with uniforms. The employment rights that may protect you if you are faced with uniform issues are, firstly, that a uniform policy should not breach national minimum wage or national living wage levels of pay. And here, if your employer requires you to buy specific uniforms or items of clothing for work or work-related items, and importantly, you buying these items would bring your pay to below national minimum wage or national living wage levels, then your employer would be in breach of national minimum wage regulations. This is because you are buying the uniform for the employer's use. And so in effect, after your purchase of uniform clothing from your wages, the money you have left once you have deducted the cost of that clothing, which has not been reimbursed, would bring your wages to below national minimum or national living wage levels. And that is illegal. It is illegal for you to be paid below these levels. And if you want to know what the levels are for 2023, you can revisit episode 165, where we go through all of this information. We'll put a short link to that episode in the show notes where you're listening to this podcast episode. But in short, buying your uniform should not mean that your pay falls below national minimum wage regulations. The second employment right to note is the breach of the Employment Rights Act 1996. If you are asked to pay for your own items of uniform or work-related items specifically for work when this requirement is not in your contract of employment, or if the requirement to purchase the uniform is in your contract of employment, but your employer breaches other parts of your contract which set out the amounts you are to be repaid. So, for example, if the contract says you must be repaid 100%, but your employer only gives you 50%, that is a breach of your contract. So in both these circumstances, that is, expecting you to buy uniform when it's not in your contract, or underpaying you or not repaying you for uniform that you've purchased, in both these circumstances, you would be dealing with an unlawful deduction from your wages, which is illegal under the Employment Rights Act. You'll remember from earlier episodes that any deduction from your wages are governed by strict employment rights, which state that your employer cannot make deductions from your wages unless the deduction is legally required. Legally required meaning things like tax and national insurance contributions, or the deduction has been authorised by you, the worker or the employee, in writing before the deduction is made. And then finally, the deduction can be made if there is a relevant provision in your contract to override your consent. And these types of deductions would be things like attachment of earnings provisions. So if you are asked to pay for your own uniform and it's not in your contract that you must do so, or your employer does not fully reimburse you in accordance with what is stated in your contract of employment, you could be looking at an unlawful deduction from your wages, even if you don't know your employment rights, or even if your employer makes you sign an agreement that is different to what is in your contract. The third area of employment law to look at in relation to uniforms is the breach of contract clause, which is also in the Employment Rights Act of 1996. And here we would say that if it has been custom and practice in your workplace for your employer to provide or pay for uniforms for staff, or if there is a contractual obligation for your employer to provide or pay for those uniforms, then to not do so would in effect mean that your employer is changing this practice. And this could allow you to make a breach of contract claim against your employer. So when looking at the question raised by our listener, when we checked her contract, the contract was clear that there was a dress code in her contract, but not a uniform policy. And the dress code was black trousers and a black t-shirt with motif, which the company provided. Our listener was also paid above national minimum wage levels, and when we deducted the cost of the dress code trousers from her wages, she was still paid above national minimum wage levels, which suggested that she would have difficulty proving a case based on any of the three employment rights that we have spoken about, because she was paid above national minimum wage. And there wasn't a specific contract clause about uniform, but there was about dress code. And the only part of the uniform which was specific was the t-shirt, which the employer provided. So it would have been difficult for our listener to tease out the areas which could have identified any breaches of her employment rights. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that in practice, it is essential for employers to be transparent about uniform requirements from the very beginning of your employment. And it would be even better if that transparency is set out when you're onboarded or when you're brought into the company after being successful at interview, and then set out again in your contract of employment. If the arrangements are not there, ask about them. And ask for the arrangements about the policies for uniform, ask for them to be set out in writing and sent to you. If your employer expects you to bear the full cost of buying your work uniform, this should not be a secret and should instead be clearly set out for you so that you can identify if or when your contractual rights may have been breached. On a final note, if you're required to wear a uniform that you pay for and you maintain yourself, then you might be entitled to claim a tax rebate for the cost of doing this from HMRC, and you should make that claim directly to HMRC. Remember, if you need help with workplace uniform queries or any other employment rights matter, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. And finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. And all of this information is also in the show notes. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.